investors, some of whom are nearing retirement, and others who are still many years away, will be taking a deep breath as they open their fourth quarter statements in a week or so after the recent sharp drops on Wall Street. For more on the cause of the volatility and what to expect next year, I spoke with Hugh Johnson, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Hugh Johnson Advisors in Albany. He says the recent events in the market are in some ways reminiscent of October 1987.
Comparisons can be made between what's happened in the fourth quarter and 1987. And I think this is important also, and that's this. You ask yourself the question, does the decline in stock prices in the fourth quarter of 2018 reflect a deterioration in underlying economic earnings fundamentals? And the answer to that question is, in my view, no. In fact, if you look at the consensus forecast for the economy for 2019, a 2.6% growth, down from 2.9% growth in 2018, there really isn't any change. It's still positive. If you look at the consensus forecast for earnings growth in 2019, it hasn't changed much at all from what it was in the middle of 2018. So the fundamentals in the eyes and the minds of economists and strategists has not changed. The decline in the stock market seems to have overstated what's going on. In other words, about a deterioration in important underlying fundamentals. And then, of course, the question comes up, well, then why does it happen? And the answer to that question, in my view, and apparently this is covered somewhat extensively in the Wall Street Journal, it's largely what we call high-frequency trading or trading in derivatives by professional investors that are not focused at all on fundamentals but are focused on, let's just say, profiting from stock price behavior. And that can turn small declines into big declines, and that's precisely what happened in 1987 when we had a 22% drop in one day, and it was stock index futures that, again, turned a small decline into a big decline. So, yes, it's pretty unnerving to see the kind of decline we saw, but my suspicion is that it does not reflect a deterioration in fundamentals, even though there's a reason to believe fundamentals are not what they were. And it doesn't at all accurately reflect a deterioration in fundamentals, but much more accurately reflects kind of one of the dynamics of the market itself, where trading in derivatives has aggravated or turned a small decline into a big decline.
After the big loss on Monday, much of the analysis said it's because President Trump tweeted some very sharp and harsh comments about the Fed. Does that really cause the market to plunge more than 600 points?
Ordinarily, no. And I would say in this case, also, no. At least when you talk to professional investors, there's no one that I know of in the professional investor community that would take what he says very seriously. The question really is this going to compromise the independence of the Federal Reserve? And the answer to that question is emphatically no. And that is because even if he fires Chairman Powell, there are 11 other members of the Open Market Committee that are very knowledgeable and very capable of making monetary policy decisions or interest rate decisions, whether there's Powell is there or Powell is not there. So I don't think professional investors, and certainly not myself, would take what he said very seriously. And as you know, he's backed down from, well, to some extent, backed down from his rhetoric regarding Powell.
People open the daily newspaper. They see the trouble with Brexit. They see the China trade war. They see, good unemployment numbers, but there's a lot of uncertainty out there. So you got some good news and you got some bad news, and it makes for a 2019 that may seem to be volatile once again.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. There's, you know, if you add them all together, you say Brexit, trade relations with trade deterioration in trade relations with China, or the possibility of a trade war with China, the possibility of a rollback in the tax cuts for corporations from 21% to 25% as a part of some bargaining that's going on behind the scenes in Washington, the possibility of increase in interest rates or further increase in interest rates as promised by Powell and the Federal Reserve, the possibility of of a slowdown in consumer spending, because after all, we were at full employment, and making additions to jobs in 2019 is going to be very difficult. I mean, you just, you know, it's George Bush said something very funny at one time, which he said, the goal of our administration is to make sure that everybody who has a job wants a job. Well, what he meant to say was, everybody who wants a job has a job. You got it a little mixed up, but the idea today is, although it's not entirely true, but it's pretty close, and that is everybody who wants a job, to a great extent, has a job, even though the unemployment rate is 3.7%. So the point is that it's going to be hard to add to jobs. It's going to be hard to add to payrolls. And if it is, it's going to be hard to add to consumer spending, which is 70% of the economy. So there's a lot of things that you have to worry about. You have to worry about interest rates. You have to worry about consumer spending. You have to worry about trade wars, for sure. You have to worry. There's just a Brexit. Brexit could really unhinge, certainly the UK, but if there's no deal, and it certainly can unhinge Europe.
Hugh Johnson is Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Hugh Johnson Advisors in Albany.